Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 10th of March. US President Trump's declaration that the war with Iran was, quote, very complete, pretty much, provoked a reaction in financial markets. Given the vagueness of the US administration's war objectives and Trump's history of retreating from aggressive policy positions, this was what markets had expected. While investors had anticipated this, certainty was quite shaky. And in this particular conflict, the longer the period of hostilities, the wider and more serious the economic damage. Hence, there has been a positive reaction in financial markets to news that was sort of expected. The market reaction has been tempered by the fact that there has been no significant confirmation from other administration officials. Investors are now wary of taking Trump's words alone as proof of a policy position. The US has still not imposed 15% universal tariffs, for instance. The reaction of the Iranians has also not proved especially conciliatory. However, Trump's focus on measures to bring down oil prices certainly suggests that economic forces will push the administration towards attempting to exit the war sooner rather than later. In the world of economics, China's February trade figures were stronger than expected, both on exports and imports. This is pre-war data, of course, but again, it emphasizes just how unilateral the US trade war is. The world is trading more or less nicely with one another, and US tariffs have made that country an outlier. It's also notable that these trade figures generally come before the IEEPA tariffs were ruled illegal in the States, something which had the effect of lowering the tax that US importers have to pay on goods coming from China. The strength of these figures may help China achieve its growth targets this year, but they might also create some tension with the States ahead of the proposed summit between Trump and China's President Xi. German trade data for January, in contrast, was somewhat weaker than had been anticipated, although the market consensus is only made up of 9 forecasts and they're all over the place. Unusually, the previous month's data was not revised higher. However, there were stronger exports to the States within that picture, again casting doubt on the effectiveness of the US trade policy in encouraging, for example, onshoring of production. There is little helpful economic data coming out of the States today, although the daily retail gasoline price is getting attention for obvious reasons. Some investors believe that the higher that goes, the quicker the end to the war with Iran. The National Federation of Independent Business's small business poll is at risk of extreme political partisanship on top of reliability issues that come embedded in all survey polls. Existing home sales data is normally only of background interest to financial investors. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.